Good morning. I'm Jake Rosnock in for Mitch Wortley. This is VPR News. Vaccine registration is open to all Vermonters 16 and older today. This comes as the state surpassed 22,000 positive cases of COVID-19. More on this from VPR's Anna Van Dyne.
The health department reported over the weekend that 216 more people have tested positive for the coronavirus. 26 people are hospitalized statewide, 5 of whom are in intensive care. Meanwhile, more than half of adult Vermonters have gotten at least one vaccine dose, but there continue to be disparities in distribution. Essex County still has the lowest vaccine rate, nearly 14 percentage points behind Bennington County, which has the highest. And the vaccination rate for white Vermonters leads the rate for BIPOC Vermonters by 10 percentage points. Everyone is eligible to sign up for their shot today. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.
Climate change is causing sea levels on the East Coast to rise, and rising waters may force people to move inland to places like Vermont. Experts predict Vermont will see a climate-caused migration, but how many more here and when is unknown. Make that how many move here is unknown. Chris Kaliba is a UVM professor of community development and applied economics. He's been looking at the issue and says lessons can be drawn from the COVID pandemic that triggered a Vermont real estate boom. Kaliba says the pandemic was a stress test for the state that revealed ongoing challenges, including infrastructure needs, to accommodate additional growth.
And how we evolve and learn from the pandemic will help set a footing for what will likely be coming with climate change, you know, as we're looking at sea level rise and population displacements or, the equatorial regions becoming uninhabitable.
Kaliba says Vermont needs to work on its social as well as its physical infrastructure in order to be more welcoming to people from other cultures and societies. And multiple failed efforts to merge the town of Essex and the village of Essex Junction has the village now looking for a complete separation from the town. The latest efforts to merge the two communities failed by just a handful of votes, both at town meeting day and during a reconsideration vote last week. WCAX reports the last time such a separation occurred was about a century ago when Winooski separated from Colchester. If the separation happens, the town of Essex could face the potential loss of more than 40% of the town's tax base. The Village of Essex Junction's Board of Trustees plans to put a separation vote to village residents in November. It's 6:07, the Eye on the Sky forecast. For today, a mix of sun and clouds, chance for showers during the afternoon, or spotty thunderstorms, some with small hail. I'm Jake Rusnock with VPR News.